2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It is 48 degrees.
Looking good on our freeways at this time. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, Utah man facing a slew of felony charges after police say he tricked young men into getting invasive medical examinations.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the story. John?
Yeah, Amanda, charging documents indicate that a Lehi man has been accused of convincing three young men, including two he met while serving as missionaries for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, that he needed their help for clinical procedures. Specifically, 72-year-old Leonard Lotion convinced the young men that he needed practice either giving them physicals or placing a catheter. These alleged incidents happened a few years back while he was serving as in a mission in Texas, and the abuse then continued multiple times in Sandy and in Brigham City, according to court documents. He's now being charged in 3rd District Court with multiple sexual assault felonies. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Most COVID-19 tests come back in 24 to 48 hours, but one Utah family says they waited for results for more than 2 weeks. Carrie Leonard says her son got an appointment, went to a test Utah location, and then waited for 17 days.
Did they lose his test? Did they mislabel his test? I mean, nobody knows. This whole process has been really, really difficult for our family.
She says when the test finally came back, it was inconclusive. He then went to a clinic and got his negative results in about 24 hours.
Parents get some time to comment on emails and text messages between members of the Salt Lake City School Board. KSL-TV's Brittany Tate reports those messages were discovered by a parent's public records request.
The Salt Lake City School Board allowed for 15 minutes of public comment during their virtual board meeting. Parents were frustrated and seeking action. Enrollment, especially for elementary-aged children in the Salt Lake City School District, is dramatically falling. This year, they are down 1,500 students, which equals 55 teaching jobs.
Before the public meeting yesterday, board members reportedly held a closed-doored meeting discussing possible litigation and character.
A man is accused of stealing kitchen equipment from the Davis Conference Center and then using it to open a restaurant. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with that story this morning. Mary?
Tim, court records say Rodrigo Yesquez Gonzalez was the general manager of the Davis Conference Center in Layton, but he asked some of his employees to take kitchen equipment from that building and install it at a Gandolfo's restaurant in Murray to get it ready to open. The Deseret News says one man told police he was paid to move a pizza oven, ice machine, stainless steel shelving, microwave, grill, mixer, fridge, and more. Then he was supposed to replace that equipment with older stuff from storage so it didn't look like things were missing. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The Justice Department has filed an antitrust lawsuit against Google, saying the search giant is a monopoly.
ABC's Rebecca Jarvis reports Google is accused of abusing its power when we Google it.
The Department of Justice case is also about the various agreements it's entered into, the exclusivity agreements that forbid pre-installation of any kind of competing search service. They have other arrangements that force pre-installation of its applications in prime locations on mobile devices. They have these long-term agreements with Apple that require Google to be the default and the de facto exclusive general search engine. Google's argument here is people are using Google and this incredible product because they choose to, not because they're forced to or because they can't find alternatives.
Early voting continues in a number of battleground states, including Wisconsin.
My wife and I were determined to vote on November 3rd and decided that long line could get long, so we decided to vote early.
In Texas, more than 4 million early ballots have already been cast.
Salt Lake County Clerk Sherry Swenson thinks it's good that many people are taking advantage of early voting.
We're seeing big numbers of ballots returned already, which is good. We like that. It helps spread out our workload over a period of weeks instead of getting slammed on election day.
Here in Utah, 136,000 ballots have already been processed, and 85,000 of those are from Salt Lake County.
KSL Weather with Kristen Van Dyke. You can probably get away with a t-shirt today, but tomorrow you're going to want to have a sweater or jacket ready as the first of two storm systems moves in.
This weekend, the storm system moves in to bring in the potential for some mountain showers, slight chance for some valley showers potentially Saturday night into Sunday. But what you'll really notice is the dramatic cool down. We'll go from highs today in the 70s back to the 50s for the end of the week. And then this weekend on Sunday, highs only in the low to 40s.
Kristen says Sunday night into Monday, we can expect a widespread freeze along the Wasatch Front.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.